I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN.com for Friday, June 14th. The Mills and Harrison County Attorney's Offices will be called upon to handle cases against a man who allegedly threatened the Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously Thursday to approve the appointment of special prosecutors to handle cases against a Crescent man, 56-year-old Paul Grinstaff. Assistant County Attorney Maggie Reyes asked the board Thursday to allow the Mills County Attorney's Office to prosecute Grinstaff, who is charged with first-degree harassment and terroristic threats after allegedly sending threatening emails to the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office. The paper says a second case involving a theft by Grinstaff will be handled by the Harrison County Attorney's Office. Grinstaff was arrested in Omaha in May. According to court documents, a grandchild was removed from Grinstaff's care in Douglas County, Nebraska in February. In April, his guardianship was dissolved. The affidavit in support of Grinstaff's arrest alleges after the guardianship was dissolved, he continually emailed Assistant County Attorney Don Landon, who was involved in the case, because the office represents the Department of Human Services by Iowa code. The state alleges the communications threatened bodily harm and done to intimidate, annoy, or alarm the recipient. Grinstaff was released on a $50,000 bond, and a preliminary hearing in the case is set for July the 10th. Reyes said there is an unwritten agreement between county attorney's offices to cover each other in the event of a conflict of interest. She said Pottawatomie County would pay for any costs associated with prosecuting the cases, but they will not pay the other county attorney's offices for their work. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports nomination papers may be circulated now for the September 10, 2013 school board elections in Cass County. Nomination papers for offices to be filed in 2013 can be filed with a school board secretary July the 8th through August the 1st. All offices are four-year terms. In Cass County, these offices will appear on the ballots for the respective school districts on September 10th. In the Atlanta Community School District, two at-large local directors, nominated and elected at-large. There must be a minimum of 50 signatures for nomination. The current incumbents are Christy Pellett and Josh McLaren, both from Atlantic. In the Cam School District, one North District local director, that person must live in the district, nominated and elected at-large with a minimum of 23 signatures for nomination. The incumbent is Chuck Kinsey of Oneida. One South District local director, again, must live in the district and nominated and elected at-large with a minimum of 23 signatures for nomination. The incumbent is Gary Dinkla of Messina. And one at-large local director, 23 signatures are needed for nomination. The incumbent is Nick Kaufman of Adair. In the Griswold School District, one District 3 local director. That person must live in the district and needs a minimum of 10 signatures for nomination. Also, one District 4 local director, again, must live in the district and have a minimum of 10 signatures for nomination. And two at-large local directors must have 23 signatures for nomination. Because the Griswold School Director District plan has changed from seven local director districts to four local director districts and three directors elected at-large, the incumbents of the new districts are not known. The following four current directors' terms will expire in 2013. Robert Peterson of Elliott, Scott Peterson of Elliott, Steve Byer of Griswold, and Tom Moore of Griswold. Election information, including candidate nomination forms, is available online at the Iowa Secretary of State's website, from the local school board secretary's offices, and from the county auditor's office. You can check with your local school board secretary for local school board director district boundaries. The Iowa State Patrol Thursday released the name of a woman who was injured during a single vehicle accident early Thursday morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. 19-year-old Rachel Annette Johnson of Omaha, Nebraska, was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha after being extricated from her 1997 Chrysler LHS. The accident happened at around 4 a.m. Thursday on I-80 eastbound, just east of the Oneida exit. Patrol says Johnson fell asleep at the wheel, causing the vehicle to leave the road to the left and enter the median. The car then crashed through tension cables, rolled into the south ditch before coming to rest on its wheels facing northbound in the ditch. The accident wasn't discovered until about 6:35 a.m. Oneida Fire and Rescue worked to extricate the woman from her car. Medevac ambulance assisted Oneida Fire at the scene. One person suffered minor injuries during a collision Thursday morning between a straight truck and a flatbed truck trailer about 4 miles west of Grant in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say a 1975 GMC straight truck, driven by 69-year-old Merlin Rasmussen of Red Oak, was traveling north on Q Avenue at around 8:40 a.m. when he failed to stop at the stop sign at 110th Street. A 1998 International flatbed truck pulling a 2010 Titan flatbed trailer and driven by 21-year-old James Swanson of Marnie, was unable to stop in time and struck the GMC on the right front side. After the collision, the straight truck came to rest in the northwest ditch, while the flatbed continued down a north shoulder. The gooseneck of the trailer it was pulling became detached and wound up in the north ditch. The flatbed truck then came to rest in the eastbound lane of traffic facing southwest. The straight truck, registered to Ronald Adams of Elliott, was totaled, the loss estimated at $2,500. The flatbed truck, registered to Wright Trucking, LC in Atlantic, was also totaled, with the loss estimated at $10,000. The trailer it was pulling sustained $1,200 damage. Swanson suffered a bump on the head but did not seek medical treatment. Officials say Rasmussen was cited for failure to stop at a stop sign. The Atlantic Police Department reports a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested Thursday on alcohol and drug charges. 27-year-old Benjamin Grolke of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for possession of controlled substances and for public intoxication. Grolke was booked into the Cass County Jail. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest late Thursday morning of a Red Oak man on a sex abuse charge. 24-year-old Sean Jensen faces a felony charge of second-degree sexual abuse following an investigation. Additional details about the alleged incident which led to his arrest was not provided. Jensen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 bond. A Nebraska woman suffered minor possible injuries during an accident Wednesday night near the Ameristar Casino in Council Bluffs. The Iowa State Patrol reports 46-year-old Sandra Rodriguez Pena of Bellevue, Nebraska, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Officials say her 2002 Chevy Cavalier was traveling west on Nebraska Avenue a little after 10 p.m. Wednesday and heading into the Ameristar parking lot. At the same time, a 2010 Chrysler Sebring, driven by 18-year-old Caitlin Jens of Glenwood, was traveling east on Nebraska Avenue and coming out of the Ameristar lot, turning left onto the ramp to get to Interstate 29 southbound. The vehicles collided in the middle of the intersection. Residents and businesses in Trainer can expect faster internet service thanks to efforts of the mayor and others who took charge of an effort to broaden access to wireless communications. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Mayor Bryce Poland and a group of citizens in Trainer approached Spiral Communications of Glenwood for help. The company says it plans to install fiber optic cables throughout Trainer proper and broaden wireless access to surrounding rural areas. Mayor Poland says he's heard concerns from residents who need faster internet speeds to work at home. Officials with Spiral Communications say expanded internet service also contributes to economic development by attracting new businesses to town and assisting existing home-based businesses. Company officials say they hope groundwork on the project can begin in July and be completed by October. They will run fiber optics underground in some areas and connect to telephone poles in others. That's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.